Hey, SEC family, thank you for joining me today for this devotion. Today, I want to talk to you about grace as a person. Grace is a word most of us don't really understand. Somehow, we've reduced the idea of grace down to a generic prayer we pray before a meal. Let's say grace. But when you really think about it, the Bible's concept of grace is very counterculture. It doesn't make sense to the world. Grace means that we can't earn or merit acceptance with God, no matter how hard we might try. Grace means that God offers restoration with him on the basis of a free, undeserved gift. Grace means no amount of trying will make God love us more, and no amount of sinning will make God love us less. Every other religion of the world rejects the idea of grace, and they insist that we must contribute something to our salvation. We must try harder, we must be better, we must live morally. All the various religions of the world offer a self-help way, step by step, to achieve restoration with God. Only the Christian faith dares to suggest that God offers a relationship to people on the basis of pure grace. Our part is just accepting that free gift, knowing we can't save ourselves, and choosing to follow Jesus. Help me complete these common American phrases. If it sounds too good to be true, it is. We make money the old-fashioned way. We earn it. There's no such thing as a free lunch. And there's no gain without pain. And God helps those who help themselves. Everything about the American way of life teaches us that you get what you earn in life. There's no free lunch. That you make your bed and then you lay in it. In America, we are very aware of the values of competition and winning. This is called the American worth ethic. The only problem with the American worth ethic is God doesn't operate on the American work ethic. And it makes it difficult many times for us to relate to God, because we're in this driven work mentality. But the Bible tells us that God, rather than being in a work ethic mode, it says in Psalm 145, verse 8, God is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, and rich in love. The Bible says God is a gracious God. That means he loves to be gracious to you. God loves to bless people who don't deserve it. That's his nature. Aren't you glad for that? I'm glad that God blesses people who don't deserve it. But what about the verse that says, but faith without works is dead? Good works and actions are byproducts of the Holy Spirit's work in our life. But salvation has nothing to do with work. It's evidence of our salvation, but it is not what saves us. You see, grace and grace alone saves us. Grace is a free gift. Grace is a person. His name is Jesus. Listen, I'm going to be praying for you this week. I hope you have a great day, even better week. I will see you next time. God bless.